UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Your wife, your significant other, whatever,
yes.
Okay?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Save that cough for the mixtape.
And James Strebel.
She ended up not eating it in bed.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But by the same token, go back to The Last Dance. George rookie year, that hotel room with the cocaine gang or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
The cocaine, the weed, the drinking.
All right, a little bit before 5 o'clock, we get it going here. We got you until 6 o'clock. It's The Take. Andy Sweeney with you. James Strebel with you. Mitchell Hannigan. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's Studios. Remember to use that promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. It's a great deal. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. And when you're on the Papa John's app, get the no-contact delivery. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. I always ask you this every day. What do the Strebels have going on this evening before we get back into more hardcore sports?
Nothing at all. Probably making some dinner when I get home and just hanging out.
Is the wife working tonight?
She's off.
Okay.
So I'll probably go in the front yard and throw some football with Kellen and Wyatt. So that's probably what we're going to do.
Ah, you're going to throw the football. Look at you. That's a very dad thing.
He's been every night he's like, let's go out and throw, Dad. Let's go out and throw. So that's what we've been doing. He's very dedicated on getting better.
Instead, you're sitting inside, drinking, battling people
BBN
on Twitter.
Yeah, that's really what you're going to do.
After we're finished with our outdoor activities, then that's when I come in and start battling everyone. Yes, that's true. That's accurate.
About what time? About 8 o'clock tonight?
About 8:30.
8, 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, about between 8 and 9. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Yes.
Mitch, what sound besides our sound bracket do we need to put together here?
We have you still got pitched at a spinoff TV show. Mm-hmm. Carolyn McLean has a TV show that she might be pitching here in the near future. Diener's rant on folders. I got a Steve sound that might anger Strebel. And
oh boy, let's start there.
Okay.
You have rummage sound. No, what's this about? I did hear that Rummage had a rant today.
Ooh.
He did have a UK rant today. I'm going to have to trim it a little bit, but this is kind of
save that.
Yeah,
we don't have to play that today. Listen, I'm sure the hot take that Rummage had, the anti UK rhetoric, will hold another day.
Yes.
If we need to play that Wednesday, I'm sure it won't be stale by Wednesday.
The data won't change.
No, given that nothing's happening, the data will stay exactly the same.
Yes.
They're talking about has any player angered you enough to tweet at them? And this is that was the extent of that conversation.
I mean, mine would be like Tony Romo. Oh yeah, mine would be all like NFL guys.
Yeah,
I don't think I would have. I don't think I would have like college. I don't think there's anyone in college. I mean, Kentucky fans, Christian Leitner, we get it.
So yours would
thank
be
you for the musty reference.
NFC East.
Oh, absolutely.
Football players.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Or coaches.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
That, not everybody, but that would be the ones that would be high on the list.
Okay.
Right. Des Bryant. You know, the couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most overrated player. I said it for years,
everyone
and I can't get a
Eagles.
Job in the NFL. Yeah. Kevin Cobb.
Kevin Cobb. Oh, yeah, Kevin Cobb.
By the way, I want to crush process, but I'm not going to today.
Okay.
I wanted to, though. Well, it's on my sheet. Anyway.
A little mischievous smile going on.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play this then. Let's go ahead and play the Steve Rummage sound. Go ahead.
I mean, never has there been a moment where I was like, I may tweet him. Never. has there been a moment where I even considered that. If I ever was going to, it would have probably been like Benny Snell or Cash Cousins. No, Cash Daniel ain't worth my time.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I agree with him. If you're a Louisville fan, those guys would be near the top of your list.
And I don't. Yeah. That doesn't make me angry. No, like, I understand.
No, Cash Daniel isn't worth his time. That's exactly right. Actually, is that the first time we've all agreed with Steve Rummage?
I didn't know. I didn't know if Strieber was a Cash Daniel backer or not.
Oh, he is. But now that Cash Daniel can't do anything for him, aka make tackles, or he can't gloat to his buddies that Cash Daniel's going to be on the Pittsburgh Steelers because Cash Daniel isn't an NFL player.
No.
Now that he can't give any Strieber any more feel good, Strieber has done what fans do. He has dismissed him and tossed him aside, and now doesn't care if Steve Rummage slanders his name on 93.9 The Ville.
No, it doesn't bother because I slander Louisville players all the time.
But current ones. Yeah, Carly Jones.
I mean, Carly Jones. I mean, I just slandered David Johnson like an hour ago.
Texas says, who is Wyatt?
That's my other son. It's my six-year-old son. That's six-year-old twins, Ellie and Wyatt.
But he's not the star. He's not the star of the family.
Kellen's the star.
He's a star in his own right.
Right.
Wyatt is.
I got thinking, I don't know anything about your twins other than they're twins. I don't know a thing.
You know they're Louisville fans.
Yeah, well, I knew that. You're exactly right. Yeah, there it is.
They're twins and one. Well, you know, three things. One's a boy, one's a girl. They're twins, and they're Louisville fans.
And one of them wrote down the F word.
Yesterday, it was Ellie.
What happened with that conversation?
Well, I went home and was like, who's Lil Fake? Because that's what she was trying to write instead of Lil Bleep, which she did write. I said, who's Lil Fake? And she said, it's a girl in my class. So there's already like mean girl stuff going on with her. She's only in kindergarten.
Texas says, what's Emily making for dinner tonight?
I don't know. You need to ask her because I have no idea.
When's the last time you had spaghetti?
It's been about 3 weeks. It's been a little while. Been a little while.
You going to brag about making dinner tonight, spaghetti? Is that what you were getting at? You bragged about, what was it?
Breakfast.
What did you make breakfast?
Breakfast for my wife. Yeah. No, I'm not going to brag. I don't brag about making meals unless it's like that. Yes. For Mother's Day, I'll brag a little bit. Pat myself on the back.
There you go. Texter, Mitch, when's the last time you tried the devil's lettuce? That one just randomly out there at 4:48. Texter, what's Mitch's go-to country ham brand? I actually would like to know the answer to that.
Oh, I don't know country ham brands. I just get whatever's local down there in Murray.
That's disappointing.
Bubba's Cutlery.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know the name of it, but whatever the ham farm is in Louisville.
The ham farm.
Texas says, why it sounds like the Nick Valvano of the Strieber household. That coming down at 4379.
No. Not at all. Not at all. He's very athletic. He's more athletic than Kellen, and it bothers Kellen to his
core. Are you saying that Nick's not athletic? He played college hockey.
I mean, it's Louisville hockey. It's not college
hockey.
It's
a club.
Yeah,
team,
it,
right?
It's college. It doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, if they ever bring that back, I told Nick that I want to call one of those games, but I want to get loaded.
I went to one of the games.
I know. I want all of us. We'll just get loaded on Molson.
Yeah.
At Molson Ice, and we'll just go call a game because it was him and Nick Valvano and Moon Mullins did one. It was quite the listen. Guy called you Ron Daddy.
Ron Daddy. Oh, nice. Thank you, Texter. Ron Daddy. Now, I would like to call a college hockey game. Apparently, they do, like, midnight games where everybody just goes and gets blasted and watches hockey.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That sounds like fun. Like, I would actually enjoy that. I don't think much about hockey, but that would be a fun scene if we ever get to do it again.
Is Wyatt the Cash Daniel of the household dismissed and thrown to the side?
No!
No, he's going to be playing football with his father.
Yes, I don't dismiss or put any of my kids to the side.
Texas says, Mitch, you're going to get them local hogs, LOL.
That's like Mitch saying ham farm.
The country ham dinner at the Hungry Bear, though, is fantastic.
You have this Hungry Bear.
It's my go-to breakfast place every day before high school.
Texter, has Mitch ever used in a sentence over yonder? Oh, I would bet he did growing up. Yeah, not anymore.
Yes, absolutely. We need to do a remote from Hungry Bear. I want to go to Hungry
Texas
Bear.
Texas says, who has more receiving yards in their career, Crowdis at Kentucky or Watkins at Louisville? Put it up at ESPN 680.
Fair question.
Who has more receiving yards in their career, Jordan Watkins at Louisville? And is it Denzel Crowdis?
Dekel
Crowdis. There you go, at Kentucky. We'll put that up at ESPN 680. Let's hit on that again, if you don't mind, okay?
Sure.
We talked about it a lot in the 3 o'clock hour, and we did so because Strebel has been obsessed as he's done more sports radio, as he has more free time, as quarantine, he has kept his job, but he doesn't have to do anything. So he is living the high life right now, is one James Strebel. You understand?
Yes.
And so you have started to battle all sorts of Louisville fans. You tried to battle Jeff Goodman a little bit today, but kind of stopped, although you wanted to continue that.
Yes.
When you drove over here, you tweeted at least 3 and 4 times. You weren't ready to start the show today. Your headset wasn't on. You weren't ready to go because you were battling on Twitter. And it's all about Jordan Watkins, who got in Kentucky fans' head, okay? So do you want to explain the story? Do you want to explain your addiction here? But all I do know, and we said this in the 3 o'clock hour, right now these programs, Kentucky, and Locke brought this up, and he's right, in the minds of Kentucky fans, the bowl games and this win this past year against Louisville has potentially inflated their ego, but it at least has fed their ego that they are chirpy. And then Louisville fans must feel like, you know, we got Bobby Petrino the hell out of here. In comes our guy Scott Satterfield or Steve Satterfield, and he's got things rolling. So Jordan Watkins was a Kentucky commit. He flips to Louisville. He's going to be, you know, on the team, and it's probably going to take him a little time to get on the field. But he says the following last night at 7 o'clock, that got BBN, including you, all riled up.
I wonder what it's like to go to college to play wide receiver and block the whole time. Two laughing face emojis. Couldn't be me. LOL. Shruggy guy emoji. Don't get me wrong, it's a very important part of playing wide receiver, but to block the majority of the plays called shruggy guy emoji again. So that got BBN all in a tizzy.
By the way, he's right. It's just a trolling thing.
Yes.
But he is right.
Yes.
Again, with Kentucky, it just needs to be said. Offensive line, defensive line, hell, probably any of the defense.
Any defense.
Punting. I already
running
said
back.
Offensive line, running back. I'll roll with Kentucky. Tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, no way.
Okay.
Not under Mark Stoops.
Okay, and that's understandable. But here's the issue. Here is the issue with me. Once that happened, and Kentucky fans and players started to respond to Jordan Watkins, some playful, some just downright mean, Louisville fans come over the hill.
Oh, no.
Oh, the Kentucky fans are obsessed.
The obsession
with Louisville. When their own guy, Jordan Watkins, was the one that started the entire thing out of nowhere. Your boy, Jordan Watkins, he wasn't poked or prodded by Dekel Crowdis. Save that for the mixtape. He wasn't provoked by anyone to tweet that. He just tweeted it out of nowhere. So where's the obsession really lie, L1C4 Card Nation?
Well, I think Stoops needs to go to Scott Satterfield and reach out to him and say, hey, can you quit the Twitter beef the way that Scott Satterfield went to Mark Stoops after the game and said, can you stop with the L's down?
No, because Mark Stoops isn't soft. Scott Satterfield's soft. Because don't do L's down to our players, Coach Stoops. Don't do that. It's mean. Take your butt whooping 45-13 and get off the damn field, Scott. You and Scott Tots, get off the field. Get that upside down L out of my face. Take your 45-13 whooping and get the hell out of my city. Get back to Louisville.
Get out of my city.
That's what Stoops should say.
You live in New Albany.
No, that's what Stoops would say.
Yeah.
That's what Stoops should say. That's a Stoops doesn't go groveling. Don't tell Jordan Watkins to tweet about my commits. No, that's a Satterfield move. Let's look at that straight right now. That's a Satterfield move. That's not a Stoops. A Stoops
Would
move
you
is
settled down. Where
we're
was all
get
this?
Mad.
In, where was all this in the 3 o'clock hour?
Well, I had a
4-3-7-9-6-80. Good God!
Sorry, it just I was reliving last night's emotions. They all came flooding back.
Just one guy made fun of your family, and this set you off.
Yeah.
Where Jordan Watkins was taking a beating. Nice heavy breath into the mic, by the way. Let's mark that at 5:08 and see if that came across the air. He did some sort of a moan into the microphone, but I don't know if I just heard it in my headset or people could actually hear it. Oh, yeah, well, you're out there. Nick Roush is out there.
Oh, I got some Roush ones.
He tweeted out, like most of the state's top-ranked football recruits, DeKal Crowdis never considered going to Louisville. The guy did grow up in Lexington. I'm not sure that a guy that's Lexington. Listen, Jordan Watkins is right. Is he being a troll? Yes.
Yeah.
He'll take the fun of Twitter and the hate, but he is right.
Yes. I'm not disputing that. But you had also Roush, here's a good one. DeKal Crowdis tweeted L's down.
He did.
And
he
then
did.
Roush said Scott Satterfield's quote, at Jack, what will you do about this offensive content? And Jack being the founder of Twitter. So he's pretending that Scott Satterfield is asking Jack to not say L's down on Twitter. You had A.J. Rose, the Governor Cup, and Lex Lil Bro, come get it if y'all want it. Lynn Bowden just posted losers.
Again, Lynn Bowden is the best example of this because as a wide receiver at a place that could throw the football, he would have had a great career probably receiving the football.
Yeah.
But he never could at Kentucky and had to go to running back in the NFL. No one makes the point of Jordan Watkins more than Lynn Bowden.
I'm not going to dispute that, but
Lynn Bowden, if he's just a wide receiver and leaves after this past year, I would wonder if he gets drafted.
Probably not. I would say you and I are both in agreement. The best thing to happen to Lynn Bowden personally was Sawyer Smith stinking. Was him stinking because if Sawyer Smith was a starting quarterback from Florida on, A, that team wins 3 games. B, Lynn Bowden goes undrafted. But Sawyer Smith stinks. They put Lynn Bowden in. Boom. He's a star. He goes to the Raiders in the 4th round. There you go.
Mitch, what sound do we have that we can play here? What have we not played that we can play before we get into the sound bracket, which we will do maybe after the break because I had the document that I have the matchup saved. I don't know where it's at. I've been looking over here while Round Daddy's been pontificating about how mad he is. At Cardsman59, who's going at him on Twitter, that I've completely lost all basis of what I'm doing over here. You know what I was also doing? I was reading quotes from Joe Judge. Oh, my life, it's not good.
What's he saying?
Well, he's doing a press conference, a teleconference.
Is it bad news?
No, it's not bad news. It's talking about the New York Football Giants, the real Big Blue Nation.
When Daniel Jones goes out there and throws,
you're damn right.
You know, throws for what 3,000 yards?
Well, he better throw for closer to 4,500. It's the NFL now. It's not 1982.
Good point.
It's not Terry Bradshaw. I hope he gets more than 3,000 yards. Jameis Winston had more than 5,000 yards last year.
Yeah, a lot of picks.
Mitch, what do we have sound wise?
Oh, we have another Scotty D item. We have Diener's folder rant, and I did.
Diener's wrong about this, but I don't know what to do with Drew to gently tell him that he's not right.
I'm going to say that one.
Thank you for your courage.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know anything about the folder system.
It's behind the scenes radio.
Yes.
It really is. And then we have you catching Locke in a lie, but that's a little, say this for me, say it's a little long. It's about 3 minutes, but we can play it if we want.
I kind of want to hear the lie.
You want to hear what the
I want to hear you catching Locke.
It's 3 minutes.
I know. But just
well, here's the moral of the story.
Yes,
I'll give you the moral of the story.
Okay.
If you want to fast forward it to his confession, maybe we could do that here, Mitch. I'll be brief. You can save that for the mixtape as well. I'll be brief. He told Diener, if you remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago, that the Mitch McConnell sound on the Kentucky Derby and the Mitch McConnell sound that made national news on the baseball was not newsworthy enough for him to pass along to the people at Spectrum, okay?
Correct, yes.
He made that known, and then he doubled down, and then he tripled down, okay?
Yes.
So Locke made that known that he doesn't care about that particular sound. This morning, I wake up, you know, and it's about, I would say, 10:30 or about 10:30 or so, okay, when I'm listening to our stations and everything else, and I look on Facebook, and Locke's wife Carolyn has Facebooked the following: Rose Stables, which I assume is you know, where they have their horse.
Yes.
Rose Stables to be featured statewide on Spectrum TV News regarding the state of the saddlebred industry as we navigate COVID-19. Mitch McConnell from our station, not worthy enough, but how the saddlebred community is handling COVID-19 gets an entire feature on Spectrum News.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Mitch, I don't know how much to play. You tell me. You have heard the entire sound.
Like a minute of it.
Oh, you want to play it? All right. So here's that sound when I called in to call our guy Lachlan McClain out. He scrambled a little bit.
I can't wait.
So I gotcha. You're cornered. It is Big Easy. Gotcha. And you know it. And it's beautiful. And God bless you for it. And God bless Spectrum as well.
Well, thank you for that. I was like, where is he going? And then I realized where you were going. And, of course, as usual, it is my wife who has sold me out. But I have nothing. First off,
gotcha.
It should go without saying, but it needs to be said. I have nothing to do with the Spectrum News One programming decisions about what they cover and they don't cover. I happened to agree with them not covering the Mitch McConnell, so I defended it. But I didn't set up this story with Rose Stables in the saddlebred cap. I have a wife who is a PR professional. That is her job. You don't think she wanted her stable? I had nothing to do with this. I will go under oath.
Stop.
I will take the Rick Pitino lie detector test. I
that
had nothing to do with this. This is completely and exclusively set up by my wife on her own. No involvement for me whatsoever.
How about that?
Oh, that's high quality.
I mean, there's no way anyone can believe that, right?
No.
There's no way anyone can believe that.
There's. I could just see Lachlan walking
that's
in.
Like, that's like you saying, oh, yeah, Kellen, your son, he's going to the Kentucky game, but not with me.
Yeah.
He's not going with any family. He's just going by himself.
Yeah.
She just did it on herself or her own. I had no say as an anchor who was on the station like 18 hours a day.
Yes.
As it loops and loops and loops. right?
Their ratings are fine.
I mean, he's doing like stand-ups and everything else.
He is. He didn't walk in to one of his higher-ups. Hey, by the way, my wife has this idea.
You know what? Let's do this. Mitch, let's pivot. We have been talking as a show. What do we do guest-wise? Because it's very difficult guest-wise. Like, we don't know who to have on.
Right.
Right? Like, sometimes coaches are interesting, but the majority of the time they're safe and they're not. You know, you can't get the players on, right? And
right.
A lot of times they're a bad interview. I mean, David Johnson today, I mean, you know, that teleconference was, you know, these are
fine.
It was like 19 years old.
It was 11 minutes. Yeah.
It was brutal. Yeah. And it wasn't his fault. It was all brutal,
the
whole thing. And so, like we need to have someone on from Spectrum.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Right?
Yes, we do.
That works, that coincides with Lachlan McClain so we can get some dirt. That is a segment that we need to create.
I like this. I like this idea very much because I think Lachlan is very different at Spectrum than he is at ESPN Louisville.
So
I think it's fundamentally different.
So they're going to be like our Spectrum mole.
Have one, but those people now work before Lock gets in. So now I don't really have the super secret moles that I used to have.
But we're not going to reveal who it is. It's just going to be our guy at Spectrum.
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah.
So we put this individual on and interview him or her
right
on the radio, or do we just have that individual feed us information?
Feed us information. Well, we got to have a guest. I don't know. Texas says, who wakes up first, Crean or Andy? Yes, I did make that sound like I wake up at 10:30. I wish I could sleep to 10:30.
Yeah.
I wish That would be fantastic. I'd do that every day. Sorry, Diener.
You're generally up before I am.
Oh, I mean, yes, absolutely. I just fundamentally cannot sleep in.
Yeah, no, you're up at like 7 a.m. like 7:30 every morning. Yeah,
at least, yeah.
And I'm the one that has the kids waking me up. I'm lucky though. I'm in bed till like 9, and then I'm up.
Texas says the guy made fun of your family, Strebel. At least he didn't make fun of your Emily. Texas says Sawyer Smith stunk because he played hurt. Good Lord. Oh,
I'm not going to get into this. He wasn't good before he got hurt.
He wasn't good at all.
I mean, look.
Kentucky fans think that Sawyer Smith is good.
I don't know.
What's going on with him?
He threw two touchdown passes, and everyone was like, this is the guy. And I'm guilty of it. When he threw that touchdown pass against Eastern Washington, I was like, oh, boy, here we go. Then he played one good half against Florida, was god-awful against South Carolina, god-awful against Mississippi State.
Terrible.
He was terrible. And if he was that hurt, then why didn't Stoops and Grant pull his butt off the field?
If he was that hurt, then absolutely. They wasted 2 to 3 games with not having Lynn Bowden, which, by the way, they did. Texter says, someone replied to Roush that Satterfield is the Karen of college football. Texas says Locke didn't set up the stable piece, but his wife doesn't get her foot in the door without him.
That's it.
Boy, the beauty of it with Locke is it's not even the spectrum thing. It's the fact that how's the saddlebred industry handling COVID-19?
Yes.
I'll give you a great example. You know all the email lists that you're on? Like, people are on email lists, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you buy something, you're on, you know, they sell your information, stores do, and companies do. So you'll get, like, you know, you go to somehow they all have my at the outlet malls. Like, every place you go to there.
Right.
Like, the Gap. It has
Under Armour.
Yeah, everything. I get all these emails, okay? Mm-hmm. And I unsubscribe, and I still get the emails.
No matter
but
what.
They're all sending how Old Navy is handling COVID-19. And
right.
I'm like, well, that's what I need. I'm scared to death. I need to know how Kohl's is handling.
Banana Republic.
Yeah, I need to know what Banana Republic is doing to keeping us safe. Like, I'm not buying a shirt. I don't. I want to know if I'm going to be infected, not if I'm going to buy a $19 polo. That is this.
Absolutely.
Is the saddlebred industry in Kentucky, how are they handling COVID-19?
They're all on farms, man. They're like, I mean, they're on a farm. They deal with horses. It's not like they're in a large group of people where they have to work side by side in a factory or in a retail environment or in a grocery store.
No, that's not my point. My point is, that is a very niche thing.
It is a very niche
thing. And Locke didn't think that McConnell on the Derby and McConnell on baseball and calling Commissioner Rob Manfred was newsworthy. But he does think that the saddlebred industry, the niche saddlebred industry, is more newsworthy than Major League Baseball and the Kentucky Derby.
And one of the most powerful people in politics in the United States of America saying those things and talking to these high-powered people. But yes, by all means, tell us about the saddlebred industry. And does he really think that we all believe that he didn't at least put Carolyn's name in there? Yeah, my wife.
Of course,
had this idea.
No one believes him.
Yeah,
not a person believes him.
And I know he's mad whenever he may listen to the show. He does listen. He does say he listens to the podcast. He did tell us
he
that.
Once. He said he listened to the podcast one time.
He was walking
Let's settle down that he's listening to the podcast on a nightly basis. That is not happening.
Okay.
I'm pretty firm with my belief that is not happening. Texas says, Andy, is Nikki V still peeing in the sinks, or is he through that phase?
I haven't heard it, but no one's in the studio, really, so we're not getting the dirt on what's going on. In the studio. No one's really there except for the producers.
Texter, the Louisville obsession among Kentucky fans is so real. Card's been living rent-free in their heads for a long time. Boy, I think it works both ways.
It does work both ways. And that was my point with arguing with this dude on the way over here was, living rent-free. That's my point. Everybody does it. We all tweet each other unsolicited all the time. Don't act like one fan base is worse than the other, because it's not.
Mitch, what other sound do we have?
Oh, we have another Scotty D funny ha-ha, and then Diener's folder rant.
Let's play the Scotty D funny ha-ha. You sold me right there. Yes. Go ahead.
We were too deep.
That's it.
Too deep.
That's it. Dieter's actually the star of those clips.
He kind of is, yeah.
With the yeah and...
Is Scotty D going to find out he's making the mixtape now?
He might. Because
at some point, I will have to... there will be a conversation that I will have with Scotty D about this.
He'll be fine about it, though. He seems like a pretty fun guy, so I think he'd be okay with it. I think he'd be happy to be on the mixtape.
By the way, Big Easy's still listening.
Is he really?
He tweets the following. How's the Commonwealth of Kentucky navigating COVID-19? Here's Mitch McConnell. Lock. Not newsworthy. How's the saddlebred horse industry navigating COVID-19? Here's Carolyn McClain. Lock. Run that bleep. You're damn right. I don't know why I just want to admit that.
Did he tag Lock?
No, he didn't.
Oh!
No, he texted that to me. He didn't tweet that.
He texted
it to
you.
Oh, no, I'm just happy Big Easy's still listening.
Me too.
That. Play that sound again of Scott Davenport.
We were too deep.
That's it.
Too deep.
Oh, Scotty D. Love him.
Play his Michael Jordan cocaine weed room that he tried to make. This kids, don't go in this room. Yeah. It's got these terrible things like drinking and weed.
And weed.
Yeah. Like, damn, kind of want to go in that room.
Sign me up.
Yeah, play that one, Mitch.
But by the same token, go back to The Last Dance, Jordan's rookie year, that hotel room with the cocaine gang or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
The cocaine, the weed, the drinking.
Scotty D's like, what kind of wife do you want? Do you want to be an NBA millionaire? Do you want to have women throw themselves at you? Do you want to go into a room with women and weed and drinking?
No.
No. No, no, coach.
Absolutely not.
No, coach. That's not what I want as part of my life.
No, I don't. I want to be a middle school teacher, coach.
Texas says, I've never been to Kohl's or Banana Republic. You know why.
I don't.
I think I know who that's from.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. Do I know this person? Okay. I'm very confused. Okay. I'm
confused. Texas says, why is it UK fans wearing UK garb at literally every home Louisville game and road games? Yep, there it is. That's true.
There it is. Boy, yeah.
Let's dive into that sports radio topic. Oh my
gosh.
Save it for June.
I mean, Mitch, we're mid-May right now. Save it for June.
Yeah.
And we're almost there.
3 weeks.
We're knocking on the door. I mean, the notice of allegations is done.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing. By the way, I do need to demand every day. Olivier, sorry, I gave the NCAA a week to figure
yes,
it out.
Yes, you did.
And that was last week.
It's
so
been
we're,
one
we're,
week.
We're coming up on a week since I demanded from the NCAA that Olivier Saar be taken care of one way or the other to end the saga. I do want to get into, after the break, why I think Kentucky should go after DeAndre Williams and make that the probably the final piece. I'll explain that. We can get back into that conversation. What other sound do we have? You said we had one more.
The Diener folder rant.
All right, let's hear that. Go ahead. Let's get it out of the way. The Diener folder rant.
So what am I missing about this great filing system that we have that I wouldn't know anything about? Where would be the third place you might look for that sound? That is now the moment's gone too old to play, but just for kicks and giggles, well, everybody thinks
well,
this
I
is
have it,
fantastic.
So, I mean, would you like the – would you like?
So where – let me just ask you, though, if I were looking for it.
It would be in the mixtape folder for this week.
Oh, so it wouldn't be in yesterday's folder,
no.
And it wouldn't be in the take, which the clip aired on from yesterday's folder.
Right.
It'd be in the mixtape folder from the date that hasn't occurred yet, right?
Yes.
Just so I'm clear. It's for a date in the future. Oh, yes. This is a great system. You guys got it. No, you guys, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. You guys, this system is fantastic. We got it in a folder of a date that hasn't, it's in the future. So we do time travel around ESPN Louisville.
Yes, we do.
To be able to generate sound. No, I don't want to hear the sound now because the moment's gone. Radio's about timing. And the timing's all gone now because we have this stupid effing system of subfolders that, God forbid, we sort it by, I don't know, date. To be able to play the damn sound. But no, not in yesterday's folder, not in yesterday's take folder. It's in Friday, May 15th folder, which, it being the 12th, is very confusing to me. Just very confusing to me.
See, everybody listening, right now, if I was running 9-minute miles,
so
I would
stupid.
Be running 8-minute miles right now.
This is one of those things, I can't tell if this is a bit or not, so
I'm makes
not
my blood
more.
Boil because I am so right. And everyone is so wrong on this. This is like a movie where some guy's got the cure for the coronavirus and everybody's saying, shut up, you don't know anything. And this guy's got the cure and everybody else dies because they won't listen to him. This is me explaining how to archive sound to 22-year-olds. Yeah, you're right. You guys under 25. You guys got it all figured out.
I don't have it figured out. But I'm bending the knee to Diener.
Okay, well, here's – okay, so here's what people need to know.
That's better than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, we probably should have teased that to the other end of the break. That's a bad job by me. I did not hear that live, so I did not know. Somehow I missed that. The passion there. Whenever we can get passionate, Diener, how have we not played that every hour?
Man,
why is that being played at 5:27 here on The Take on ESPN 680? Here is what I will say. We have a drop box.
Okay.
Diener is on the laptop version of the Dropbox.
Okay.
I don't know his problem. That's my problem. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You don't know where his vantage point.
He's having a problem that I do not understand because you can always type in the name of the sound. The sound they were looking for, Mitch, if I'm not mistaken, was Perrin Johnson wishing Diener a happy Father's Day.
Yes, that was the sound.
Okay.
And so when I heard them have that conversation, I immediately went on my iPad, typed in the search function, and found the sound in seconds. So I don't know why Drew can't do that. So how we archive sound is we have like every day we have a daily folder. We put sound in. Some sound gets moved to the next day.
Right.
Like David Johnson sounds in today's folder, but shows we'll use it for tomorrow.
Right.
As brief as it was, we will move that sound for tomorrow.
Okay.
Right? And then, eventually we take like the 2020 shows and we have all the January ones in one folder, right? So that is how it's actually, I think, a fairly, some of the things that we do around here and trying to break some people's habits is very difficult. So our archiving of sound is actually much better than many other things. This is very self-involved here.
Okay.
Okay? The problem with it is this, and I hate to do this, and Mitch, you tell me if I'm wrong here. It's Process's fault.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I mean, I try to make
He's got to know. Diener's hosting trying to find sound. So if I'm solo hosting, okay,
right.
If I'm trying to carry on a conversation while I'm logged on to Dropbox trying to search for sound that and then play it through my computer into the Comrex, what Diener's doing is not easy.
Okay.
But he's always done it that way.
Right.
Okay? Process needs to, instead of just sitting there and thinking about Kevin Kolb and Ty Detmer, okay, in the days of Randall Cunningham and how Carson Wentz sucks, he needs to be thinking, they're talking about sound. Like, does he know that sound exists? And then he could type in that sound and go find it immediately.
Okay.
Right.
Right. Okay. I see that.
I don't want to pile on the process here.
Right.
But I would put that on the process. Like Mitch has done a good job of not just sitting. If we're talking about a particular sound, he knows that's where we might
go.
It's a cue. Right. Exactly.
Yes. And
we cut the sound of Perrin. Not even process. Process didn't even cut the sound.
Mitch did.
Yeah, Mitch cut the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, of his own show, which means it's not like our sound, but we cut that sound. That's why it ends up on the mixtape, and the reason it does is the mixtape has like 200 sounds that we cut in half.
Sure.
And so you don't want to do that Thursday night or Friday, okay? So we have a mixtape folder, so if I got 15 minutes, I can go in, edit some sound, and we can get ready. We're working ahead. Okay.
Exactly. So you're not scrambling.
Well, it's a project. It's a weekly project.
That's why, right. I think I'm bending the knee to Diener. I think the whole scheme, like the whole his thinking is find all this sound in a central place. And I've done that with the mixtape folder. It's labeled mixtape folder for May 15th. This Friday's May 15th. So it's for this week. Any sound you hear that's funny ha-ha sound that you want to play on your show, it's in the mixtape folder. That's all you got to do. It's labeled Diener. Or Perrin wishes Diener happy Father's Day, or Locked Swipes Kentucky on Tuesday. I label it that way specifically because I don't know how easier I can make it be. I really don't.
Well, you don't want to toss process under the bus.
The way I'll give him this. The way I used to do it was really it was not great. I saved it the day under the day. So, and then I move stuff around.
Here's the problem, Mitch. Sorry to interrupt. Here's the problem. When, okay, you listen to the station. a fair amount. When I say that, you're in tune with the radio station.
Yes, because I gotta find mixtape stuff.
Process isn't. So when Process leaves here, he doesn't know that any of this sound exists. So he doesn't know that there are funny sounds that can play, and then when I try to shadow produce him, he can't find him, and Drew's right. It's about timing, and again, Drew's trying to... I'm going to have to penetrate the Diener show. You can save... I'm going to have to.
That sounds like it.
To stand up. Me and Drew agree on just about everything, but this, we don't, because I don't understand his problem. It can't just be a bunch of sound that's just thrown into one singular folder, and you have to sift through all of that.
Through everything.
That's going to be impossible.
Well, that's essentially what I'm doing with the mixtape folder. But even then,
yeah,
you
but
go
that's
to mixtape
folder. Yeah, he hates all sound folders. Yeah, he hates all folders.
You can go to the mixtape folder for that week and type in "parent Father's Day," and it'll pop up right there. Yeah, in
and I'm saying if you go to just the search bar at the very front page of Dropbox,
yeah,
that says "search," it searches the entire thing, and it takes no time at all. And you put in "parent Father's Day," it would show right up because I did it. I found it in a second.
Yeah, well, it's Tuesday, too, so we don't have many sounds in that mixtape folder. We probably
have
20 sounds.
You know what?
That.
I want you to play a couple right now. Let's do that after the break. Let's do it after the break. 437-9680. We are not doing the sound bracket today. I'm going to see how far I can kick that can down the road. You know what? Let's do the sound bracket when quarantine ends. How about that?
Yes.
Of course, quarantine might be ending, given that you can go anywhere and people are going anywhere. So
yes.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. Mitch will find some funny sound. We'll play that. What I think Kentucky should do with their last remaining scholarships. We'll do that. It's a almost said a Thursday. God bless. I wish it was. It's a Tuesday edition of The Take. Hanging out with you until 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680. All right, finally, the heat is arriving beginning on Thursday. It's going to be up in the 80s. If you haven't popped your AC on, probably in the next few days, you're going to have to. Whether it be regular maintenance and obviously any issues you may have popping on that AC, always trust our good friends at BJ Heating and Cooling. You can give them a call, 812-283-7221. They are on call, and they are ready to help you. We're stuck in our homes. You best be comfortable. On call 24/7, 365. Find them online today, bjheatcool.com. We've also been telling you, if you have any of the rooms that are difficult to cool down, heat up, whatever it may be, and this is for your business or your home, it's BJ Heating and Cooling. They are now your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. The Bryant mini splits are quiet and efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. Give Barry and his team a call today. Again, the phone number, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does James pee in front of his wife?
No. No, I don't. That I find that whole, that's gross.
And James Strebel.
Does he pee in front of Emily?
No. No, I've never met Emily.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
A reminder, our good friends at Kroger like to say thank you to all the loyal customers for continuing to shop with them. We picked up the groceries yesterday from our click list, always a great time. And also to all the fine workers, all the associates who are working hard to keep the stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, Kroger, they're still hiring, immediate openings available. We've been telling you, you hear the commercial, immediate openings available. Apply today, jobs.kroger.com. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan. It's The Take, another 15, 20 minutes or so in the show. Reminder, Governor Andy Beshear is live right now on 93.9 The Ville, his daily press conference. And then right after that, about 6 o'clock or so, 6:15, Drew Diener, Jason Nemus for last call. I have not heard. Mitch, have you heard around the office? Do they have any... I was gonna say recruits. Goodness, do they have any guests coming up that we need to be promoting? I haven't seen anything today.
I want to say they tweeted it out. Let me check Jason Nemus's Twitter.
Well, I was about to say it's not Diener because he's not on Twitter. No.
Well,
it's not him unless you know his burner.
What's a shame.
It's gonna be Chris Oh, I'm going to butcher this name. I'm so sorry.
Oh, boy.
Chris,
look at it.
Chris Cherumbolo of CareSpring Care.
Okay.
He's going to be joining them, and it looks like that's about it.
This is not the Diener I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you struggling with it, too? It's not the Diener we know.
Yeah.
Do we like this Diener? We like the angry Diener ranting about the Dropbox. That's the Diener we like.
Yes. Diener yelling and screaming, not Diener sitting on his back porch having a few drinks and playing guests.
We like that. Yeah. We like the first part.
Yes. Yeah. Diener on his porch drinking. Yes.
The news talk. The news talk version of Diener. I'm not sure I'm here for. I'm kidding. 437-9680. I'm not going to read that one.
Wow.
It's about you being a teacher someone you get touchy on those sorts of things.
Yes,
so
yes.
We may not want to do that.
Okay.
Mitch, I ask you to get a couple different sounds. Can we preview the people what we have for the mixtape coming up this week? We have about 20-25 sounds already. You want to play a couple of these for the guys?
Yeah, I can play a few.
All right, go ahead and play something.
Well, you can jump right on in there. Lloyd's going to be on the line, too. It's going to be very long and awkward. That's all I know. That's all I know. This is going to work. We're very happy to have him, and it's going to be very long and very awkward.
Whoa.
That's Hubie Brown, the Hubie Brown interview today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Scotty D talking to one of his idols, Hubie Brown. It was great to hear.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic. Play another one, Mitch.
Crowd has played at IMG Academy in Florida this past season, but is originally from Lexington. Why do people always call me during SportsCenter? Jeez. The Cats, they beat out Blue Bloods Ohio State.
I mean, we could do an entire mixtape on Nick's SportsCenters. And one day we might.
Yes.
That's what we might do. We might pivot one day and just do that. One more here, Mitch, before we get back into hardcore sports talk radio.
And Andy took it to Tiger Woods. They all make sense. A texter says, "I love breakfast in your wife's bed." Well done.
I have not heard that.
That's good.
Play it again, Mitch.
And Andy took it to Tiger Woods. They all make sense. A texter says, "I love breakfast in your wife's bed." Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
I like it.
Well done.
And away lock.
Oh, goodness. 437-9680. We disagreed, and let's see if the 5 o'clock hour audience, at least the Kentucky fans, what they think. We had the conversation, and I made the argument, and I do think that I'm right, and Strebel has been consistent the other way, and I would say it's right now a disagreement that we have. A good-natured one, but what does Kentucky do with the remaining scholarships? What does Kentucky do managing their roster? And we did talk about that yesterday, probably at about the same time. And so I will reiterate again, I don't always want to talk Kentucky roster construct at 5:45, right. But I do think it is interesting. I never got to show to you guys either that I was going to tease. I always forget about the things. I'm going to need Mitch to write these down. But just quickly on Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I think going with the kid from Evansville, DeAndre Williams, is the way that I would go. But I will add this. There's a number of factors here, okay? Factor number one is, does Kentucky, what do they think of Olivier Saar? And then question number two is, DeAndre Williams from Evansville, who is now would be under his third coach, right?
Yes.
He's just a freshman. He's a good player and has a chance to make a substantial jump in his collegiate career. It's good for him to not be at Evansville and to be at a place like Kentucky or some of the other Power 5 schools that obviously would take his services. And so we have had the conversations. McCore Maker, we talked about it yesterday. Today, Corey Evans, who we had on last week, and maybe we should reach out to Corey again. Corey Evans believes strongly, 80%, mm-hmm. that McCore Maker is not going to be going to college. There's always eligibility things there. Who knows what the NCAA is going to do with waivers, etc.
Sure.
Then he has to go to college, and then he has to pick you, and then he has to be good. And so I don't know what they think about Olivier Saar. There's obviously, you would imagine, confidence that he's going to be able to play, but you never know with the NCAA. And then on top of that, with Olivier Sarr, you have DeAndre Williams. Do they think that he is going to be able to be eligible using, you know, using a similar ploy as what Olivier Sarr, okay? And then how does he translate is another question that no one knows the answer to. You have been, and I'll let you defend yourself, you have been all over, go get the five-star, and I thought you made a good point that maybe McCormaker can get you back into, if you're a Kentucky fan, scoring and getting some of these bigs that Cal hasn't got, to which I would say I agree. You know, 3 years ago we did get Nick Richards, and 2 years ago, E.J. Montgomery was seen as a better prospect than Zion Williamson by the recruiting people. Yes. And he was a five-star, top 5-10 kid, whatever it may be. So you might be right. I just think my opinion is if you can get DeAndre Williams, you get the 1 year where you know he can play at a solid college basketball level where you do not know with Maker. Mm-hmm. There's so much nonsense with Maker anyway. It would be even more problematic potentially to get him eligible. And I don't know. I might be totally wrong. It might be easier to get Maker on the team than it is Olivier Sarr or DeAndre Williams. I have no idea. But if I had to guess right now, I know what I would do. You obviously want to get Sarr. And then Williams gives you this season, but he also projects a little bit like they're trying to do with Jacob Toppin. The argument with Kentucky fans would be you don't want to use too many of the scholarships on guys from Evansville and guys from Rhode Island. And I understand that, but I do think Cal is trying to use more scholarships and is trying to fill his team. He's trying something here. Right. So that's my argument, that if I'm a Kentucky fan today, obviously, you want Sarr, but to me, if I had to choose between one of them, I would choose with DeAndre Williams over Maker. But I have no idea what the hell is going to happen.
And my argument was that if you miss out on DeAndre Williams, in my opinion, it's not that big of a deal because you already have three guys on the team that fit his mold, 6'9", kind of inside-outside type power forwards. And then if you do hit with Maker, that'd be a much bigger deal getting Maker on the team than it would DeAndre Williams. And for the fact that you said, A, it's good with the optics of Cal lands an elite big man. B, you already have three guys on the roster like DeAndre Williams. You only have one other guy like Maker on the team in Olivier Sarr, and you don't know if you can get him eligible. I just view the upside of getting Maker is much more than the upside of getting DeAndre Williams. You get DeAndre Williams, I'm looking at the eighth or ninth guy on the bench.
Which one's easier to get? See, I'm not sure they view DeAndre Williams that way. I don't think so. If he can play and can be eligible, I think he's going to get run.
I don't know.
What's the chance that both of the freshmen are ready to play? What's the chance that Lance Ware is ready to go?
I think there's a better chance of Isaiah Jackson being ready to go.
Keon Brooks wasn't ready last year. He's 4 or 5 points a game. 4 points a game.
But does the translation of playing at Evansville to Kentucky,
I don't know,
does that translate? Because there's so many of these mid-major grad transfer or just transfer dudes that come and they never do anything.
If you're asking... Sorry, I see Patty Ice is texting the producers. Mitch, I know you saw it. I just saw Patty Ice scolding people on my iPad. By the way, I've been sent. We have chaos right now with Governor Beshear as well.
Oh, we do.
Well, it's going on behind the scenes because they go to Facebook because that is what people their age do is they go to Facebook.
Right.
But Diener's not happy. Carolyn McLean not happy at Governor Beshear. Mitch, are you seeing any of this come into the newsroom?
I'm dealing with my own problems back here, but
okay. Well, okay. What's going on with you?
I don't mean to.
So it's you that's scolding. It's not Pat.
It's
you.
It's me.
You're scolding the other producers.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I can't have three different 20-minute segments for bonus hour. That's the hour. Like I need time for breaks in our show too.
Okay, so what's happened with the bonus hour?
I appreciate the other producers cutting stuff from their show for the bonus hour, but I can't, like, I just can't have, like a 20-minute segment with Will Perdue and Bob, a 20-minute segment with Jeff Greer and Locke, and then a 17-minute Hubie Brown with Diener. That leaves that is 57 minutes right there.
What I'm going to say is going to sound mean.
Like, am I wrong? Am I wrong here?
Here, why did they have Jeff Greer on? He doesn't follow U of L basketball anymore.
He's unemployed.
And I'm asking you guys, not knowing that, like, what happened there was Nick needed a guest. And I hate saying that for Jeff Greer, and Nick Valvano believes that Jeff Greer is his sure thing.
Yeah, he can call or text Jeff.
I believe his sure thing is also C.L. Brown.
Yes. Anytime he calls or texts those two guys, they're going to be on his show, which is good. You always need to have someone in your pocket that you can throw in a pinch.
Mitch goes, sorry, Nick, I don't need Bob playing blackjack with Will Perdue.
I mean, I don't need that for bonus hour. Like, am I in the wrong? Am I being a jerk?
No, you're in the right. Okay. And these are the daily frustrations that I deal with.
Yes.
I mean, like, this morning, Process's 7 a.m. Sports Center had two stories. It was over before it started. You understand? And my head hung in shame at 7:30. That's how my morning started. Just shame.
It's just shame and dejection.
All right, so Diener and Carolyn McClain, here it is.
What happened?
Diener, 2 minutes ago on Facebook, was Bashir beaten up at the Lakeside bullpen growing up, or what's with all of the hate for Pools from the governor? That is number one. Carolyn McClain, minutes later, hang on just a second, as well. Governor Andy is losing his bleep tonight. He needs sleep.
What did he do?
So do we know what has happened with the governor? Is everything okay?
I don't know. I've been trying to trim these bonus hours back here while you guys have been talking about. I honestly had no idea what you guys have been talking about the past 15 minutes. I'll be completely honest with you.
Well, should we play right now Will Perdue playing blackjack against Bob on our show just so it plays a second time?
Yes.
Did we just replay it? Yeah, that is fundamental laziness from Nick. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I want to know what Bashir did, because...
Well, here's the thing. Is Diener going to take down the governor? Are we marching towards that? Because the Pools, and I agree with Drew on this.
Yes.
We are not going to be able, as a big picture, we are not going to be able to do this slow open. It's going to be impossible.
It is.
It's going to be almost impossible.
Once people get out, they're out.
I agree.
They're out. And
they're out.
They're out. And it's happened.
So, Mitch, are you? So, what are we doing for bonus hour? You have trimmed the Will Perdue interview down, so we don't have anything. I mean, no offense. I mean, Jeff Greer doesn't cover the programs anymore. I think we should be in the bonus hour, not Locke interviewing Jeff Greer. Jeff Greer doesn't cover U of L anymore.
Our conversation about our first hour was really good, because you had the first hour, you had the Jordan Watkins stuff.
Yeah, I think the Jordan Watkins stuff needs to be in the bonus hour, Mitch. I'm with you.
Well, and then the Coach K stuff was really good, too.
Let's not do the Coach K stuff. Well, everyone does the Coach K stuff.
Well, what about the Olivier Saar, DeAndre Williams talk?
That's good as well.
Okay.
I'm making the decree. Let's make sure we have something.
McCore Maker.
If we need to cut Will Perdue on with Bob or Jeff Greer. Jeff Greer doesn't cover the programs.
I'm taking Jeff Greer out. No offense. I love Jeff Greer.
I love Jeff Greer,
yes.
But he's not.
He's not Lucas Albach.
Well, no, he's not following the teams
anymore.
That's
what I'm saying.
Anymore.
Lucas Albach is actually, you know, still a beat writer for the Courier-Journal, and he's following U of L basketball. So, like, you know, you have
we
him
love
on.
Jeff Greer, but he's not. He doesn't follow the programs anymore, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Is like, if you had Jeff Greer on when he was with the Athletic,
or with
the CJ, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
In a perfect world, each producer would give me a nice 12-minute chunk of an interview of whatever guest they had on, where it starts, where their host resets the guest. It's the meat of the interview, why you have the person on, and then it's 12 minutes, and then I can play the next one, or I can take a break, and I can play the next one, I can take a break, and so on and so on. In a perfect world, I would love that.
Mitch, You're living my life right now.
I know. I feel like I'm turning into you, which is scary.
Being perpetually let down. Yes. just cut whatever.
Yeah. Throw that in there.
Just cut whatever. Here's Will Perdue.
Playing blackjack.
Play that on the air. I mean, Nick yesterday had me calling in for 8 minutes what we're representing.
The lock limitedly.
And if you wanted to be funny, you would give Mitch the hour that Bob talks about the coronavirus. That would be funny if Nick wanted to be funny, but he's not being funny.
Yeah. I'm a little worried for Mitch now. Like, everyone going to be mad at Mitch now?
No, Mitch is tired of it.
Okay.
He's
putting his foot down.
It's like the third time.
That's a good thing. He is showing that he is moving up in the hierarchy. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You like that, don't you?
I do like that.
And it's only me. Patty Ice doesn't do the bonus hour anymore. It's Bashir and Last Call. So it's literally, like, it's me. Like, I'm the one who puts the bonus hour. Like, they cut the segments, but I'm the one who puts it together, gets the breaks lined up, you know, and has to do something for our show too. Can't leave us out.
Boy, what hell you go through?
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like Strebel talking about making breakfast for his wife on Mother's Day.
Hey, you,
dude, that was
keep away from that, Mitch.
I'm so glad other people heard that the same way yesterday when Strebel was boasting about making what was it two sausage links, three pieces
strips,
of bacon, and what was
three
it? Eggs?
Pancakes.
And three pancakes. The bragging he was doing, I felt so bad that I just let it slide. But when the text line started to notice it,
yeah,
that's when I had to say something.
That's understandable, but everybody omits the fact that I have to make the same food for three other people, including four people, including myself. Then it's not so.
You do bacon skillet or in the oven?
Skillet.
Okay.
Got the skillet going. We got that skillet. It's good stuff.
You can do it either way.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you do break it in the air fryer. A lot of people are doing that. I'm still curious about why everyone's so PO'd at Bashir. Now, Drew, I guess, I understand.
He's not going to open up pools.
He's still saying no to the pools.
And I agree with Drew. I don't know where Indiana's at, because the pools that I go to are, you know, the majority of them are in southern Indiana.
Right.
So I need to look up what Holcomb feels about this. But I have a feeling my man at
Holcomb's like,
he's going to open up everything. Holcomb ain't worried.
He's already taking time off. He's like, yeah, these everyday press conferences,
I mean, he's
I don't
right.
need
he's
that.
Right.
He is. He's right. Every other day's good.
Bashir should go to three times a week, four times a week.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm with it. Because, I mean,
it doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter to me. No, it doesn't matter to us at all.
It doesn't matter to you at all. You just sit here.
I'm still searching through.
No, it's the pools. He's not ready to open up the pools yet. That's what's happening here. He's
going
to cut at least. I mean, it's going to be nice starting Saturday.
It is.
Like, it's on. Like, I expect Saturday. Maybe I'm wrong. I need to look at Weinberg or somebody else. Like it's going
to
hit
rain
this weekend.
It's supposed to rain this weekend. It's supposed to be 70 degrees.
That's supposed to be warm, isn't it?
I'm looking at pulled up right now, and this is wave three. It's going to be
It's going to rain. He's
right,
it is on Saturday.
It's going to be 82 though on
it's gonna
Thursday.
Rain on Sunday too.
Oh god!
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch. Now you just brought down the
thanks
show.
A lot, Mitch.
It's going to be 90 next week though.
A jumbled bonus hour. Listen to Will Perdue play blackjack against Bob Valvano next on the bonus hour.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.